BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So are you ready for Thursday's podcast? Here it is. We talk about when you clear the decks, get a new phone number and start all over again. A lot of people that are now in relationships do it. Hugh Stevens comes in to play a very wet innuendo bingo. Greg James on Real or No Real talk about Beyonce and perfume. And we relive the cringe fest that was last night's 24 years at the Tap End in front of a live audience, X-rated and uncut.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, that was one of my answers on the Homes Under the Hammer game yesterday. Rope by Foo Fighters. Afternoon, this is Scott on Radio 1, how are you? Disclosure, I love that new track, Voices before 1:30, and also the 1975 Girls and Eminem and Rihanna with The Monster coming up, and bingo with Hugh at 1:45, listen and watch. Let me take a call, hello.
Hi Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Sophie.
What are you doing?
Just chilling at home.
Okay, are you working at the moment or what are you doing?
I'm on a gap year at the minute.
Oh, gap year.
Yeah.
After what, college?
Yeah, college, going to uni this year.
Okay, so you're like 18, right?
Yeah.
How can I help today?
Well, I listened to Tap End last night and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, the 24 years at the Tap End, unplugged, uncut, too hot for daytime version. You actually heard it go out live, did you?
Yeah, it was very insightful.
Wasn't it insightful, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you cringe Chris so hard? Because I did.
Yeah, Chris and his mates are just legends.
Have you listened
Am
to
I
any of the other...
to talk today?
No, I don't know.
Sure
what... let me fade you out. probably best. Have you listened to any of the other Tap Ends?
Yeah, last night I listened to all of them.
Oh, so did you hear the... Did you hear the rude one first and then go back and listen to all the others?
Yeah, yeah.
How long did that take you?
All night, literally all night.
Have you had any sleep?
A bit, yeah.
Right. It would have taken hours, because what was it, two series?
Yeah.
And they're a long series.
Yeah.
Where really great.
Did you get them from the Radio 1 website?
YouTube.
Oh, for YouTube, yeah, there's loads on there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so you're fully up to date now.
I am, yeah.
I'm probably keen for a new series.
I really am. I really want a new series.
I'm not sure that the bosses will let us after yesterday.
Honestly, I've just kept my head down today. Have you heard from anyone?
Yes. I have. About last night, if you missed it. There will obviously never be a podcast of it. I think it's... Is it still on the BBC iPlayer? Oh, it is. Oh, wow. I haven't taken it down. It felt really... It felt naughty.
Yeah.
During that last night. I felt like it was really rude.
Yep.
But it was exactly what happened on that 21st birthday trip to Prague with you and your mates, Chris. Yeah.
And I think we're okay. I think that's the key here. I think we're fine.
Yeah.
I think
well, they let us in the building. My pass still works.
Yeah,
so
well, there you
fine.
Go. So let's crack on.
All right, Sophie, listen, if there are any developments today, we'll let you know, okay? We'll
okay.
Get a recap what we can later.
Yeah, that's great.
Love you, bye!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Can I ask you something I've just noticed?
hang on.
Really don't want to make this... Are you all right? Because I'm going to feel bad with what I'm going to say
now. I think I know what you're about to say.
It's about to have a go at you and all.
Yeah.
But if you're ill or something...
I'm fine.
You okay?
I just think I know what you're going to say and it caught me by surprise.
Right.
Go on.
Why have you unfollowed me on Twitter?
I thought that's what it was. Because I'm trying to create a furore.
A what? Chocolate?
I'm trying to make it a thing. I'm glad that you noticed I unfollowed you.
I did, because I went to tweet you, and then I was like, that's odd, something's different. Then I realised it doesn't have the little follows you. But anyway, I don't want to be petty about it, I just want to know why.
I was hoping it might make some headlines, and I'll tell you why.
Why would it make headlines?
Because, you know, I've heard that Rita Ora and Calvin Harris, that's not happening anymore.
Are they off?
I think that's off, yeah. Because they were loved up.
Is this known? Or?
I think so, yeah. But Heat magazine was saying that they knew this 2 days ago because she unfollowed him on Instagram. And that's how you know our relationship's off now.
We're not in a relationship.
I know, but like we kind of are radio-wise. So I thought
no,
if I unfollowed you...
No, what does that mean?
Heat
that
might get a hold of it.
No. What? You don't...
No,
but if you...
They haven't.
No, but I'm not your partner, Scott.
I know, but we're like radio partners, and I thought they might think, oh, there's a bit of trouble.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Oh, they don't like each other if I unfollowed you on
so
Twitter.
So do I unfollow you now?
No, I'm just going to re-follow you. There's no point to it at all.
Rubbish.
Sorry about the coughing fit.
BBC. Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now taking to their seats for today's Innuendo Bingo, it's Hugh Stevens and my friend Chris. Hi, Hugh.
Good afternoon.
You okay?
Yes, thank you. Thanks for the invite for Innuendo Bingo.
And thanks very much for cheering us up on Happiness Week.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hugh brought a little present into the studio earlier.
Yeah, it did actually fool me as well, weirdly.
That's so right. It was a small bit of dog poo from a joke shop. Hey!
Just a comedy poo, though.
But I didn't like it because it's soft. Because normally they're plastic and hard. What's it made of, please?
Well, just rubber.
Horrible.
Yeah, but it's wet and stuff. Oh, it's weird.
You can just go up to people and go, "I've got your little present."
He's like, "Oh, I bought it from a joke shop in Cardiff, all right?"
I can get you stink bombs as well.
Old school.
Yeah. I'd love it if someone did that here.
Yeah.
It'd be brilliant.
If you'd like to see us now, the cameras are on. It's always better when you watch Innuendo Bingo. So go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 because we are about to play this game.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's been a while, Hugh. It's been a while.
Thank you. Yes, looking forward to this.
Okay. Did you hear it on Tuesday with Rihanna?
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, my phone is brilliant.
I like that you watch.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. See, Radio 1 DJ still watches it.
Hello.
Really good.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah. He is a team player. Mm-hmm.
It was good on Tuesday with Rihanna.
It was.
It's a good one.
So let us know if you're watching today, maybe for the first time, maybe you're trying it out on your phone. Let us know. Just go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Ben is on the way back to uni. He's already watching. Rick in Newton watching. Harry in rugby watching already. Get online and watch. Loads of water, please. Let's make it a wet one, lads.
Right then, Hugh. Oh.
And first, over to BBC One's Flog It. And I don't think this woman expected to learn so much from her visit to the programme.
But these are absolutely exquisite. Now, you put your finger in that hole.
Yeah, I thought they were.
And then that one.
Yeah, slightly different, aren't they?
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Not big sprays, but just little spurts. But sometimes I prefer them. Thank you to Tom for sending that one in.
You right there? I need to close my legs, I think.
Yes, you do. Make that a general rule.
Yeah, I got that.
And now, over to EastEnders. And Cora Cross is in the newsagent, telling the shopkeeper about something new that she's trying out for January. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Well, see, it coats your throat with slime, but after you've finished gagging, it don't taste too bad.
Straight in Hugh's face. Oh, it's in the glasses.
Oh, no.
It's on his glasses. You're right. Hugh's face is brilliant.
Oh, wearing goggles.
Oh, wow.
We should get you goggles, Rich.
Please watch this online. So there, EastEnders.
After you've finished gagging, it don't taste too bad.
Dion emailed us that one. What's up, Hugh?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay. Just trying to figure out why I said yes to coming in again. Why did I say yeah?
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you do need little wipers on those glasses. Water?
Ready?
Hugh sprays it in a different way to everybody else that plays this game.
Mm.
Next, our favourite clip from Tuesday's bingo from BBC Radio Wiltshire's Christmas Carol concert. And this woman just really pleased to be there.
Well now, Hannah, it's so good to welcome you here. You're such a good supporter of this event, and we love having you here. And I think you quite like coming, actually, don't you?
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
With you two, it doesn't go in one bit, it just kind of goes in stages.
Quite like coming, actually, don't you?
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
That's so good. And here is our listener, Mike. He sent one in over Christmas from BBC Radio 2. Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Where Claudia Winkleman was standing in for Ken Bruce. I wonder if all Ken's stand-ins do this.
Happy Christmas, Claude.
Thank you very much. I have to say, I'm now starving, thanks to you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we've been dribbling all morning.
I'm just finding anything. I'm just going to lick Ken's carpet.
Think about it. Ken Bruce's carpet. Anybody?
Oh, dear.
See, I'm just going to lick Ken's carpet.
Yeah.
Go for it. Whatever gets you the standing.
Right.
Okay, more water, please. all-time classic now, from Fern Cotton, who welcomed Ellie Goulding into the Live Lounge a few months back and asked her this very forward question.
That was so beautiful.
Thanks, darling.
Oh, and lovely Thank piano you. As well. It's called, what's your penis called?
Chris.
I've never heard that before. That's brilliant.
Chris. What's your penis called?
Chris.
Paul in Nottingham's watching. That's Hannah good. And Mum are watching.
That's good.
Loving Hugh's Jedward hair.
Oh, God.
Stuck it up a bit, isn't he? Stuck it up a bit. Harry's watching for the first time in Birmingham. Over to Radio 4 now. And this programme is about ancient tribes in the year 730 AD. And even though it was all that time ago, it does seem that men's priorities haven't really changed.
Can we just talk about what's happening then in, say, 730 or something? Are they only looking for booty, or are they thinking, we want to settle here and dominate this place?
The imperative for the governor is to provide booty. If you don't, then people don't get paid, and then they make trouble and mischief. So you have to have a constant supply of booty.
Wow.
Okay. Who's wettest at this point?
I think me. I'm so cold. I've only got one pair of trousers today, obviously.
Water, please.
Do you have another one, Chris?
Yep.
Thank you, mate. Nice. Oh, dear.
Here we go, then. Take it.
Ready?
Yep.
So you have to have a constant supply of booty.
That's another word for loot. Tilly heard that. Another one from Tuesday's show now. And at the darts, Colin Murray has some advice for those watching the TV alone.
So just to make it clear, you don't have to go absolutely anywhere today. You just have to keep flicking your button.
Pretty wet one today.
Oh, Hugh.
Oh, dear.
Okay, this one's good. Loads of water for this one, please.
No spare pants today either.
Next to Loose Women's interview with Len Goodman off of Severn. And I wonder if they caught this on camera. I kind of hope not.
It's not a challenge, is it?
Len, is it? Actually, just on that note of you flying back and forward to America, just to tell you, I've actually been sitting on your face all the show.
Kay Adams there, who's sitting on a book of Len. Thanks to Ellie. Ellie for doing that one. He does spray a lot of quantity, doesn't he?
Incredible. Oh, dear. Really wet now. It's gone through my T-shirt.
I know.
Okay. And let's head over to Grand Designs Australia. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
It's one we've had before, but it's one of my faves.
So this is what it's all about.
Sit.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael. That was terrific.
That's the worst! Stop it! Stop it!
That is the enlarged deck that he had outside of his house on Grand Designs Australia.
Hugh. Oh, sorry, yeah. Leave me hanging. Sorry, Chris.
Woo! That was a good one. That was Thursday's Idiot Bingo.
Oh, gee.
Oh, you're a mess, Hugh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Everyone, and I mean everyone, at Radio 1 is raving about the Clean Bandit Live Lounge from earlier. This is going to be a real treat for me because I've not actually heard it yet. If you haven't, it's on next. Don't be alarmed that it starts with, "We're walking in the air." And I think that every cover of Lord by Royals, Royals by Lord, rather, should start with "Walking in the Air" from off of The Snowman. But it does, and they kind of sped it up a bit. Fern loved it. Hugh Stevens was saying about it earlier. We're going to play it for you next.
I'm really excited about
it. I know,
this.
I can't wait for it. Hello!
Hello, Scott Mills.
Hello there, who's that?
Ebony.
Ebony, what are you doing?
I'm just sat doing my essay, and you'll never guess what comes through the post box.
Go on.
The yellow pages.
Good who?
Great who.
So you're sat there at your house and you're doing work for your essay.
Yeah.
And then the postman comes.
Yeah, who? And it's just the yellow pages.
I didn't even know that was still on.
Nope, neither did I.
Wow.
It shocked me and I had to hoo it.
Do they still do that for everyone? Like every household in the country gets a yellow pages?
I don't know, they might do. But where do you, I seem to have got one anyway.
Where do you live?
Mid Wales, Bills Wales.
Oh. I don't think I've had one for a while.
No, strong who, though.
Yeah, really good who. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Are you looking forward to Clean Bandit? Because I'm going to play it now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love them.
Did you hear it earlier?
No, I didn't, actually. Oh. I was still in bed.
Bonus!
Still in bed, 12:30.
Love that! Loving your work. Okay, so I'm going to play it now. This is Royals, Clean Bandit, Radio 1 Live Lounge, earlier. Thanks, Ebony. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let me live that fantasy.
I did think of you, off of Kamalia. You, you know, when we met the Russians.
It does have a touch of the
That is Clean Bandit and Royals from the Radio 1 Live Lounge.
Loads of people loving it.
I've got to say, it wasn't what I was expecting.
No, but that's good. That's what the Live Lounge is all about, I think.
Yeah. Ian in Belfast, I'm so happy you're playing this again. Enjoyed it with Fern earlier. Second time round, even better. Definitely keeping an eye out for them this year. Do it. Garver is driving back to Milton Keynes. Love. So much better than the original. Stephen in Durham says, did they do Rather Be as well, the single? Yes, they did. Listen again on iPlayer. I'm sure there'll be a video later. And Rory in Edinburgh really liked it as he was making his own pizza in a supermarket with personal topping.
Sorry, no, why is that a who?
That is not still on, is it?
What do you mean, getting a personal pizza made?
Yeah.
No, do you know what? I was in the supermarket the other day.
He's just hooed that, not me, by the way.
And I spotted it for the first time in a supermarket in Pinner. That rhymes with Hainsbury's. And I was amazed by this. I didn't know you could go get your own.
It's not like you to catch on as soon as we hooed it, is it? It's been on for years. You can get your own. Yeah, you can get whatever topping you want, personal to you. Have you only just discovered that?
I just found out it's a thing.
Oh, wow.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I want to talk to you about one of my friends.
Is this one of your friends or you?
No, he's genuinely one of my friends, a lad called Jamie.
Yeah.
I don't want to give his last name away for obvious reasons.
Oh, have I met him?
But yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know, he's going through a really nice, happy time because he's just started seeing this new girl.
Mm.
And he's been single for a while.
Yeah.
He was in quite a long-term relationship before. He's been single for probably, I'd say, about 6 months or so.
Okay. And that's a long time for him, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. But he was properly single when he was single.
Yes.
And it's fair enough. There was, you know, nothing dodgy about it. He was just a single bloke.
In what way?
Well, I just mean he...
Met a lot of people?
He joined up to the Tinder.
Oh, right, okay.
And exploited it, I think, you know, for his own good.
Yeah.
And but we're all really happy for him and that, but he's been seeing this girl for like a while now. I don't want to say that they're going out properly.
Seeing each other.
Like, seeing each other. And he's not really that fussed about being single anymore. They've had, I'd say, like 3 or 4 dates.
Okay. What, he likes her?
He really likes her.
Oh, that's good.
So anyway, get
this. Pass on my regards.
Yeah, I will. So he says in the pub a couple of nights ago, this is his big plan. He's going to change his number. And the reason he wants to do this is to get rid of all the sort of single... He wants to clear the decks. He
clear
wants to
the
get
decks,
rid of all the single people in his life.
Start again. And here's the thing. I'm really suspicious of people that change their number these days because you don't have to do that anymore. Back in the day of one sim, you'd have to change your number.
That's the thing. You haven't really got an excuse. You can't say you've lost your phone or anything like
that. Not anymore. Because that's the only thing where you had to get a new number, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You can keep your number now.
But he's at a very tricky transition time where he... doesn't want really her to kind of know about the single fate. He doesn't want people contacting him about it.
It is a brilliant way of just starting again.
Yeah.
Isn't it? From scratch.
I can see his point. I don't think he's doing anything wrong. But equally, I was like, mate, you can't really change your number though, because what's the excuse going to be?
Did he send a group text out like, here's my new number?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dodge.
But is this a good idea?
I don't know. I reckon other people have done it. Get in touch with us if you have. But it is that thing of, like, literally none of those people that could cause a problem in your relationship can now get hold of you.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea, but it does look sus.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's the thing now, though, right? If you change your number, which does look dodge, some people are saying, oh, just tell them you've got a new phone contract and couldn't keep your old number. Yeah, but you can keep your number now for free. But then what happens... Then that leaves room for the why aren't you texting me back messages on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, you they'll get you other ways.
They will somehow, they will get you. Is 141 still on?
Ooh. I don't know. It's a tricky transition time for him, isn't it?
It is.
Where he moves from single to his...
That's right. But he has, as we said, cleared the decks. It's all starting new and afresh. Here we are. Someone else says, my mate is getting married next month, changed his number 2 months ago. There we are. It is a good way, though. Just get a new number. I mean, you don't have to do it anymore. But sometimes when you need a bit of a clear out and a new start, it's definitely the way forward.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I cringed so hard last night. And I've been at Radio 1 a while now. There have been various things over the years that have made me cringe. But not as much as last night.
Really?
In front of a live audience of Radio 1 listeners, as part of Phil and Alice's show last night, we did 24 years at the Tap End. Uncut, unplugged, too hot for daytime, whatever you want to call it. So this is the stories that we used to have on this show from Chris's life, only we told you exactly what happened in Prague on that 21st birthday trip.
I mean, it was a story that we've done before. It was another 24 years of the Tap-In story. It was my friend Chaz's birthday, and we decided to go to the city of Prague. Just because it seemed nice to get out of the country and go somewhere new, and we'd heard legendary things.
Soak up the culture.
Exactly.
And that's what you did. And we heard all of the details. I was really scared last night for you.
Well, what I liked about this one is rather than other occasions where you've sort of sent me out and you sort of couldn't hide somewhere and then point and laugh. Or
I had
join
to be there. I had to sit there right through it next to you.
That was what was so nice, you being right next to me.
There is a video of this, which is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
I can't believe.
I don't know why, but I have to warn you, it's not for the easily offended. Some of the language is unsuitable. It's not for younger eyes or ears.
Genuinely.
Really not. So the bosses said yes. There was even a live version of the theme tune last night.
I've bought banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage.
This isn't Chris. This is his friend Dave.
I did.
Oh, that's you joining in.
24 years at the Tap End.
Everyone join in.
In other words.
Again.
24 years. At the Tap End.
Can't really hear the audience, but they did join in.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we can't play you the whole thing because it's too hot for daytime. But there are some little highlights that I've got.
I don't know. This is...
I'll play you the first bit, which is the Keens.
I don't know what you can and can't play.
Well, you can
genuinely
play this. Used to do this on the daytime version.
I'd like to take you to my 21st year at the Tap End, if you're keen.
I am Alice Lekeen.
Yeah. I'm going to be Chris Keen Aguilera today because I'm dirty.
Yeah, nice Christine Aguilera reference there from 2003.
I didn't even, I just sort of made it up at the time.
Because I'm dirty.
I hadn't thought of the Keen.
Okay, so then we can move on to some of the bits that I can play. Now, this is going to be like a game of chicken. So if you want to... when to stop...
Well, no, this is the point. I would rather not risk any kind of...
Let's hear a little bit
problems.
Of the story.
We dumped bags, mussed up, and each man got ready in their own special way.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'll crack
okay,
on.
Okay, come
on. Cantona had his pre-match poo.
Yeah.
And I really wouldn't go... Webbo donned his finest blazer.
Yeah.
No.
Should I go again?
No. And not having time for a shower, Scouse washed his... This is what I'm saying. This is a bit of a sort of minefield of how we can go about... We can't play the story. If you listen to the original 24 years at the Tap End about Prague, you know roughly the story. You don't know the main details.
What about this one?
First things first, food. And Mike the Rep had sorted his right out.
Where were you going to go?
Go any further.
What restaurant?
This.
What was it called?
The local delicacy, a dish called steak.
Scott,
and...
Yes.
No,
steak and.
Don't go any further than that. That's fine.
I tell you what bit I liked. The conclusion, the ending.
It was my first city break, and it had taught me some valuable lessons. When in Prague, if in a hurry, a quick sink wash can suffice.
Tell me
you
when
can't
to stop.
Play.
When
you
to stop.
Literally can't play.
Tell me when to stop.
Always order your food carefully. Scott.
And never look your mate in the eye whilst
absolutely
she's being...
Absolutely not, okay. Scott.
Right. I'm not going to play that, obviously, because I do still want to keep my job. I did, obviously, take that last bit out.
Please don't accident. I genuinely am worried. Like,
you're shaking again.
It was my first city break, and it had taught me some valuable lessons. When in Prague, if in a hurry, a quick sink wash can suffice. Always order your food carefully. And never look your mate in the eye whilst he's being...
Oh, my God! I thought you were going to play it. I thought you were going to play it. My heart literally skipped a beat. I've never felt like that before.
That was a good edit, right?
Oh, my God.
So, if you want to see and hear the X-rated, too hot for daytime tap end to a live audience accompanied by some brilliant musical comedy from a band of man, the video is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now, as well as all of the other comedy acts that are performed this week. Excellent as well tonight. The comedy is on again with another one of our favourite comedy troupes, Midnight Beast, performing from 10:30 tonight. You can watch it all streamed on your tablet, mobile, laptop on the Radio 1 website. So Midnight Beast tonight, they've got loads of fans. 10:30, you can watch that. If you want to see the video with everything that I can't play now.
Genuinely, not if you're too young.
It's not suitable if you're easily offended or if you're too young. But if you can, there is a warning on there. You can watch it on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Liam has been on from Swindon saying, even hearing the 24 years at the tap end music on Radio 1 is giving me goosebumps. Can't wait to watch the X-rated version when I get home tonight. Can you tell me exactly where I can find it on YouTube? If you just type Radio 1 into YouTube, you will find the Radio 1 YouTube channel. And it's quite clear to see Liam from there. There's a massive thing that says Tap End on it. And that's the video from last night. Watch as I cringe so hard as Chris tells the story. And you can see him actually on the video. You can see you shaking a little bit.
Oh my God. When it finished, it was proper shaking. It was weird being in front of a studio audience for it as well.
Yeah.
Like a live audience. That was kind of nerve-wracking as well, just because we've never done that before.
Lenny says, I think I need to hear this story. It sounds like a similar trip I had to Amsterdam. Get to the Radio 1 YouTube channel. I think it probably is quite similar. Hey, listen, Phil and Alice doing comedy in the evening all night this week, 10:30 tonight, Midnight Beast. But they're going to be doing this for the next few Mondays as well. So if you would like to be in the audience for a Radio 1 comedy night in future weeks, it's totally free. You've just got to be able to get here. It's a proper good laugh. Loads of top comedians that you would normally have to pay money to see. Plus, you can get to see the live lounge and have a little scout around the Radio 1 studios, have a little peek in the studios as well. All you got to do is go to the Radio 1 website, scroll down until you see the beautiful faces of Phil and Alice, and then register. Just do it. If you fancy some comedy here at Radio 1 in the coming weeks in the Lowell's Lounge, it's absolutely free if you get online.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So you know it's been Happiness Week all this week on Radio 1. Loads of us have been doing loads of different things. Fern decided to play sunscreen. Greg did the laughter yoga. Did you hear that?
Yep.
And then, obviously, the Lowell's Lounge has been on with Phil and Alice. I heard Grimmy play Happy People by R. Kelly just to cheer people up. It worked for some people.
Everyone's trying.
Everyone's got a different thing that makes them happy as well, you see. So even though it's January, we are trying to make you laugh. We're trying to make you feel a bit better, even though it's a bit grim January after Christmas and all that. Loads of monies that you don't have and the weather's rubbish. And for a lot of people, just having a good laugh, that will kind of pick them up and see them through. But there are some of us where everything sometimes can become a little bit much. And that's what this Sunday evening is all about on Radio 1 and 1 Extra. It's going to be a surgery special with Aled, Sarah Jane Crawford and Dr. Rada. And they are looking at what to do when a bit of a gloomy day goes on a bit longer than that and you just feel really kind of depressed and down. So the stats are that rising numbers of young people are suffering from mental health issues. So if you yourself are struggling with that at the moment or someone close to you and you want to call because you're a little bit worried about them, if they're struggling to cope with depression or anxiety, or they're just, you know, not themselves and you've noticed it recently, or you yourself feel that you're not, you know, happy and it's been going on for a prolonged period of time, then just listening to the surgery from 9 p.m. on Sunday night, even if you don't call in and take part, I guarantee you that if you are feeling that way at the moment, it will make you feel a lot better. But you can call as well. That's what it's all about, the surgery on Sunday. And you can talk to people that deal with this kind of thing all the time. And sometimes, they always say that talking about it is better. Sometimes it's better when you don't know that person. It's just you can call up anonymously and get some advice. So it's about mental health issues and depression on Sunday's surgery with Aled, Sarah Jane Crawford and Dr. Rada. And that is 9 p.m. on Sunday night on BBC Radio 1.
I think that's a really good point as well, that you can be like completely anonymous. And yeah. Actually, I used to answer the phones on the surgery. Like I used to do that when I first started at Radio 1. And it is, you know, it is hard calling into somewhere anonymously. You think it's just a weird thing to do, but just do it. And
a lot of people do it. And I mean, picking up the phone sometimes is a hard, like you said, hard thing to do. It's quite scary, but it won't be scary. These people talk to people that are suffering from these things all the time, every single day. And don't even think ever that your problem is too small for them to be bothered with as well, okay? So they are experts in their field. They know exactly what they're doing. So mental health issues discussed on the surgery, 9 p.m. on Sunday night on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Rachel on Twitter, who says, I'm 99.999% sure that my chemistry teacher is currently playing Radio 1 over the speakers in the classroom. I could have sworn I just heard Scott Mills' voice.
Well, this will be the ultimate test, really, won't it? Because I'm coming out of the speakers now saying hello to you in chemistry. It's definitely us.
In chemistry, though, that's an odd one.
It's normally art.
The art teachers always have us on because it's not really a real
Occasionally
lesson.
Occasionally RE.
Sometimes RE, and I don't know why that is, because you probably should be learning about Jesus Christ. But, you know, why not have Jesse J and Domino on while you're doing that?
Chemistry would be a lot more fun to music, actually. That's a good point.
Yeah.
We never had that.
Did you not with the Bunsen burners?
No.
Or is that chemistry?
That's chemistry. Papeets.
The Teat Papeets?
Yeah, I think that was one. and the wooden splint thing that you have as well. Mm-hmm. I think they're still on.
You blow everything up.
I'm sure it was a Teat Papeet. Anyway.
That's a song.
No, it's not a song.
It is a song.
No, I know the one you're thinking. It's Teat Who.
It is, but it's a song. They were not called They're called Pipettes. Is that right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Teat Papeete. Anyway, look.
What are you talking about? God, when was the last time you did chemistry?
Well in chemistry?
No, really not. You would have liked to have Radio 1 on, like Rachel.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got some more people listening in their classes today. Eleanor's listening to Radio 1 in English. Catch up. Physics have been on. They're listening as well.
Big up.
It's a pipette, you idiots, says Iona in Cheshire.
Teat Papeete.
It's not a Teat Papeete. God. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
RE is on again. That's Terry from Plymouth. He's listening at the moment in RE. Someone says other religions are available, lol. Well, obviously they are, yes. I just mentioned one of them.
What did you mention? What did you mention?
I mentioned Jesus Christ.
Well, then everyone else will get annoyed if you don't mention all the rest.
Okay, well...
It's like mentioning one chocolate bar. You've got to mention
it's not the same. Tom from Devon, also listening in school today. So, last night, thoughts on the Tap End special,
well,
Greg?
You were there? Goes without saying, really. It was top draw. It's cracking.
It's great to have you in the crowd, Greg, as well.
It was great to be there, Chris.
It was an honour
to be there.
Didn't really expect you to turn up.
It was an honour to be there.
I didn't know. That was a surprise, actually.
Well, I said I was going to be there.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Only left you on the condo, isn't it?
I've got a zip wire in.
Yeah. It's,
and a fireman's pole
have
out.
You've got a little tunnel that goes underneath your place to studios.
Here. Opens up like the Thunderbird's house. It's under the swimming pool. Anyway,
wow.
So hang on, but Abandoned Man, I wanted to go and see them anyway before I knew you were doing stuff because I think they're brilliant.
Sure,
but you to have you as the warm up act as well. I mean, what a night!
I know,
good money's worth, even though it was free.
Yeah, it's free. I mean,
money's worth.
I think all the listeners there absolutely loved it, and they're doing more comedy nights off the back of the success of this one. They'd planned that before, to be honest, but they are doing them. So if you want to be in the audience, go to the Phil and Alice pages.
How did you feel bringing it back? Because it was, I think it's overdue a return.
It was. Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Where's he going to get the stories from? He's run out of stories.
Well, it was just nice to hear the old one reworked and the truth.
And exactly what happened, yeah.
Do you know what? I wasn't expecting the end. so to speak.
No. And we can't, we've been, yes.
We can't speculate about it. But I very much enjoyed it and I thought the whole crowd did.
Yes.
And you put on your Facebook today, you're happy that you're allowed back into work today.
Yeah,
I know. We've all got jobs. Thing. It's all good. Let's play Real or No Real for Thursday.
Beyonce is allergic to perfume.
What?
Now, how would this work? Because she has her own perfume.
Mm.
However,
so she must have to wear that because
that
it's
hers. That's a good point. But do you think that people who make a perfume wear their own perfume?
Yeah, must do.
They must be contractually obliged to.
Who's going to know?
But
no one from the things are going to come around and go, just checking.
But they should have to, shouldn't they?
What, so you're telling me that Celine Dion doesn't wear her own perfume?
What's that called?
I don't know.
Titanic.
I saw it on really special offer down the local chemist the other day.
Titanic, the scent.
One Direction wear their own perfume, I assume.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Does Britney Spears wear Curious?
Well, then they shouldn't be putting out...
Does Beyonce wear Heat and Midnight
really
Heat?
Do you know what? That's really going to bug me, actually, because you can't put out a perfume under your own name and then say you're not good enough for that. I assume One Direction wear ladies' perfume.
No.
It's for the girl market.
You're telling me that David Beckham's got one? Do you think he wears his?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
No.
Yes.
No, doesn't.
I very much
doubt it.
Beyonce's too busy. She's too busy to do all that stuff.
To spray.
Do you reckon she sprays herself?
Yes.
Mm.
Well, sometimes not.
She's too busy. Have you seen that picture of her on a moped with Jay-Z?
Yeah.
No. Amazing.
Way. I know.
Yeah.
I remember when
that is the life.
When I interviewed Rihanna once.
Isn't it? That's the life.
When I interviewed Rihanna once at a big weekend, I was waiting ages. This is in Bangor. Do you remember Bangor, big weekend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think I was waiting over an hour. But then eventually, Rihanna comes out of this massive kind of coach that she'd hired. It was a coach, just for her. And walks down the steps and I hear her go, "I'm ready." At which point, somebody sprays on her neck. Somebody sprayed her. And then she walked towards me like, yeah, I'm ready. Ready for this.
These pop stars.
I know. Is Beyonce allergic to perfume?
Can't be, because she's got some. No, real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes!
Oh, what?
Yes!
Oh. Every time she tries to wear her own perfume, it just breaks out in hives.
Hives? What, the indie band?
No.
They're old hits.
Who?
Oh, here we are. She has to have her own perfume treated with special chemicals so she doesn't come out in hives. Sure. That's just telling you that she does still wear it, which I don't believe.
Matthew Comer, the vocalist who features on Hardwell's hit Dare You, previously sang the jingles for Southwest London's Radio Jackie.
So
must be true.
You know the track. It's all over Radio 1 at the moment. Hardwell, Dare You.
I dare you.
Did he used to do the jingles for the Sound of Southwest London, Radio Jackie? So sadly, I don't have one of the Radio Jackie jingles with me now.
I think that might be true.
I think this is going to be true because, you know, everyone's got a past. And,
yeah, totally.
Nothing wrong with singing jingles, it's money.
No, exactly. And he's got to have, like, he features on this song, right? He must have done other singing work. Jingles make sense.
You're so right about starting. Remember Forgetting Sarah Marshall, the film?
Yeah.
The main guy writes jingles and stuff, and then he writes a musical. That's the way I reckon everyone starts somewhere. I think that is real.
And I really hope this is real. I'm going to go, yeah, real.
That one is no real.
Oh, Matthew Comer.
Shame.
What about this?
BBC political correspondent Nick Robinson's ringtone is Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
Now, on Tuesday, we heard that political correspondent Nick Robinson loved One Extra, but that was no real. But is this his ringtone? There he is outside number 10.
Why would... Why?
Imagine if he's not on silent.
My issue is, if this is no real, why has this been thought... Do you know what I mean?
Well...
Is that his ringtone?
I know the answer to this.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, then that means it's real.
I can't pretend not
to. Yeah.
I can't pretend.
So what's happened?
I tweeted about it earlier today.
Have you?
It's unbelievable.
He was on
the politics show, the one that Andrew Neil does.
Yeah.
And he was just sat there with his iPad and it went off. and it was that.
No, it didn't.
It was unbelievable.
On the politics show?
Yeah, in the middle of some woman
so
talking.
So they're having a debate?
Yes, they're having a debate, and suddenly it just you can just hear it in the background, but quite loud.
Do you know what? This is the way to finish a debate. If it, you know when it all goes over top?
He said something like, he went, would you like to leave it? Because the lyric coming next is very embarrassing.
Oh, was he desperately trying to stop it?
Yeah. So what are we saying based on that?
Well, I'm afraid it's real.
It's real.
That one is real.
Incredible.
It's so good.
That's my massive coincidence, that, because just after we did the one extra fact that was no real, that did happen during an intense political debate on TV. Do we hear it? Okay, here it is. Here's the clip.
Oh, you got it?
Got it for you.
They hang on a second. Can I please answer? Can I please answer?
You had quite a monologue earlier on.
No,
no, but she does have a point to answer you. Yes, please.
Okay. So people are paid really good salaries in this profession. They also...
Lord. Is that you?
Is that you or me?
Is that me?
Okay.
It's you.
I'm going to turn it off before the really embarrassing...
Okay, I'll be very quick.
Ledge!
Incredible.
And what about this?
Before Clean Bandit's performance this morning, the last time Walking in the Air from the Snowman was covered in the Live Lounge was Christmas 2002, when Lamar attempted the trap.
Oh, do it. There's so many who's. Oh,
huge fact.
Thanks, Greg.
Oh, dearie me.
First hooing the Snowman and then secondly Lamar.
Yeah.
Just to let it.
Yeah, for some reason, Clean Bandit started their cover of Lord Royals with Walking in the Air this morning in the Live Lounge. But was the last time that song was in the Live Lounge was 2002 with Lamar.
But just probably. The thought of Lamar singing the Snowman, because you've got to go proper high for that. Like, even if you're
no, because he's quite smooth, isn't he?
And even with drums on this, you know.
I don't think you could even do an R&B beat on this.
We're walking in the... No, it just...
No. So, did Lamar attempt that track?
I think his voice isn't soprano enough for that. But maybe if he was in before Christmas, because they always get them to do the single, which may have been 50-50.
Oh, please, it's got to have happened.
And then they go, can you do a Christmas cover? Right about now? 50-50 was a tune, though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Classic.
No doubt.
Fame Academy, wasn't it?
Yeah. I used to go, don't know who that. I used to go on it quite a lot.
Remember the
mean?
Headmaster?
What do you mean you used to go on it quite a lot? What was
I used to go on the extra show, yeah.
Did you? Did you meet the headmaster?
Yeah, loads of times.
What was the name of the Fame Academy extra? Was it like After School or something
I can't remember.
Lame Academy.
Detention.
Yeah, I can't remember. It was on BBC Three. No, it was on BBC Choice. which is on before BBC Three. Jeez. Yeah. I was young. So, Lamar, Walking in the Air, real or no real?
I think... what am I on? What score am I on?
Listen, I'm going to say real.
Well, I'm saying no real then.
Real.
That one is no real.
Yes!
Oh! Yes!
What a shame. Lamar.
I never win this. I never win.
And at the end of that, real or no real with Greg James.
It was a thumping. I got 10, Greg got 30.
Oh, a thumping.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, those are the best bits of Thursday's show. If you liked it, we do this podcast every single day. It's called The Scott Mills Daily. Just press that little subscribe button and you'll get a brand new one every single day. Back tomorrow at 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.